Before we start the kippi, I'd like to share with you a chiddush that Rav Moshe's medayik from the last piece of the Gemara, particularly from Tosfos. The nidain that Rav Moshe talks about is a nidain. The etzem nidain has nothing to do with our sugya directly. His nidain is when you have a shtar with someone that requires a shvua or requires him to bring Eidim, and in your heart you really believe that person, you really trust him, but for the Torah it's better for you to say you don't believe him, or just to not make a comment as to whether you believe him or not. Is a person permitted to require the shvua, the Eidim? Or does he have to say the truth, that he believes him, and require a shvua? Rav Moshe Shaila is especially negeya to a heter iska. The way a normal heter iska, there are different types of heter iska, but a typical heter iska works is that I invest money with you, and I want to get profits. So let's say you're starting a business, or you're buying a piece of real estate. I invest, and you run the business, so you manage the real estate, and the profits you have to share with me. Now, if I do it that way, and if there are profits and losses we split, then basically there's no problem. But usually, or very often, the investor wants to be sure that he's going to get his money back, that he's going to get his profit back. What a heter iska basically does, it says you invest with the person, and if he claims that there's a loss, he would have to swear, or he'd have to bring two eidim to prove there's a loss. And if I'm investing with a firm yid, I know he's not going to swear. Or if it requires eidim, it's a hecha timtza, where it's unlikely that he's going to be able to come up with eidim. And Mamela, later on, even if there's a loss, I'll get my money back. Because Hayyos, he's not going to swear. He's not going to have anything. So I get my money back. That's a typical shtar heta iska, the way normal heta iska works. It's not a bezin. Two people, any two people can give money based on a heta iska. They have to understand what it is. People think you just take, Ramesha writes, if you think a heta iska is like a kameya, you just wave it at ribbis and it turns into a heter. So Ramesh says it doesn't work. You can't just, you have to know what you're getting into. If somebody studies a shtar heta iska, he has it explained to him, he'll understand that that's the way a heta iska works. You're investing. And what? So it's not ribbis, because now it's an investment. An investment is something where I could either gain or lose. Where if it goes up, my chelik went up, and if it goes down, my chelik went down. So here, my chelik could go down. That's an investment. That's not a loan. I'm just making it unlikely that if it goes down, that he'll be able to prove it to me. And the mela, it remains an investment, but it's mutter.
You'd never lose.
What?
You'd never lose.
In theory, I could lose. If he decides, because lamaisi, it's possible to lose. It's possible he'll say, I lost money, and I'm swearing. And then you lose your money. If that happens, you're out your money. If there's a loss, by a heter iska. Just, we feel comfortable enough, that's not going to happen, so therefore we lend money based on that.
Swear,
what?
If a lot of money was involved, it wouldn't
swear. Yeah, if you lose $1 million, a lot of people would swear, especially swearing the truth. You're not swearing a lie. So maybe he would swear. No chinami. So that's Ramesh's nidin. Ramesh's nidin is, what's the shvua here? The shvua is basically to prove the truth, to be mevarei the emes. It's not a shvuas hatayra, it's not a tashlumin type of shvua. I'm requiring you to swear to be mevarei what the truth is. So Ramesh is dan in a case. Now Ramesh has a different shuva. He says, if I know for sure there was a loss, let's say I'm investing in a certain property, and I know that something happened, there was an earthquake and it swallowed up, or it was in New Orleans a year ago, you know, it was in a place where I know that the whole thing went down the tubes. So then I lose my money. I can't tell him to swear if I know. That is no shayla. The question is, if I don't know. If I don't know, so then I could tell him, either swear or give me my money back. What happens if, believe me, I trust him? I really trust him. I know him. He's a friend, and I know him for years, and I trust him. But if I tell him I trust him, I'm going to lose my money. Because then he won't have to swear, and I have to take a loss. I'd rather not say I trust him. I don't have to lie. I don't have to have a tefillah, I don't trust you. I could just go to Beis Din and say he doesn't want to pay me. He has to pay or swear. So shteit nishtar. That the Hadiska says. So the question is, the Ramesh is done, do I have a right to say I don't believe him? If in my, again, I don't have to lie, I don't have to say I don't believe him. Can I demand a shvua by not telling that I believe him, even though believe me, I believe him? That's Ramesh's shaila. Ramesh is pashit the shaila from the previous sugya. The previous sugya, Rav Huna said that you have to swear shvua sheinah b'shusa. The Shomer has to swear shvua that it's not in his rishus. There are two parts to the Gemara. The Gemara brought this four-part brisa. The first day there's a kasha from the Reisha, and it had the bunch of terutzim. And then it said, Tiyuftah de Rav Huna m'reisha de seifa, they asked from the seifa. When the Gemara asked from the seifa, the Gemara answered, Tehei b'maminai. The Seif is talking that you trust him. He doesn't have to swear in the Bishusai. Tehei b'mamina, it's talking in a case where you trust him. As I state in Gemara. So by this Tosfos, why didn't the Gemara say the same teretz on the Reisha? Tehei b'mamina. So Tosfos, the Rambam says, Tehei b'mamina, says in the Reisha, right away when the Gemara started. The Gemara asked the kasha. In a case where there's a mashkin. And the Malva says, Yomi a sella. The mashkin is worth half a sella. It's now Yomi the other half. The Leiva says, no, it's only worth 3 dinarim. He has to swear. So the Gemara said that we're going to have to be mahapach the shvur to the other person because of the chshasha miyotzi halos ha-pikadin. So the Gemara said, no, the Gemara is the kasha. The Malva is going to swear shvur sheinah b'shusi. So what are you worried about? He'll swear Shein Abishusi. What are you worried about? That he'll take out the Pekadon. That was the Gemara's kasha on the top line. So let the Gemara answer the same parents. B'maminai. Gemara, the top line, when the whole big sugya started, it said, Misla Rav Huna, Kivin Mishtaba Malva Shein Abishusi, Eichim Atzi Mapikla. The Gemara should have short-circuited a whole Arichus in the Gemara and said, Tehei B'maminai, he doesn't have to swear. It's talking you trust him. Finished. You don't need this whole Gemara. So that bothers Tosfos. So look at Tosfos Lashon. Tehei b'mamina. B'reisha le'matzi luk mehachi. In the Reisha, you can't say b'mamina. Dasam la'yirtze la'haminai. Kivishai de'kein la'yuchalishba. In the Reisha, he's not going to want to trust him. Because if he trusts him, then he's not going to be able to swear and be potter. Then he's going to have to end up paying. So since he doesn't want to end up paying, if he trusts him, so then it will be chayish Hashem yotzi alos ha-pekadon. It will be mahapach hashvua and the malva, and the malva will be mighty mamon. With a life, he's going to lose money. He's like Tosfos, lo yirtze la'amina. He won't want to trust him. What do those words mean? Lo yirtze la'amina. He won't want to trust. He won't want to trust him. What do you mean? He won't want to trust him. Either you trust him, or you don't trust him. A person doesn't want to trust or not want to trust. Either you trust the person or you don't trust the person. What does it mean, lo yirtze la'amina? Zok Rav Moshe Pshat and Tosfos. That even though you trust somebody, if al pi din you have a right to be tevei ashvua, so you have a right to be tevei ashvua. Even though in your heart you believe him, and you personally don't need this birur that he should mevar to you ashvua, you have a right. If you have a contract with somebody which says that he has to swear to you, to prove to you that something is true, you have a right to demand the shvua. It's sort of a kayach that a person has, a kayach ha-tayinim does. If I have a contract with you that says you have to swear, I have every right to say, listen, I'm not paying until you swear. I believe him. So Ramesh, you see from here, that even if believe you trust somebody, it's still possible he's lying. trust him. It's possible he's lying. Since it's possible he's lying, I have a right to demand a shvua from him. Memeila Satrav Maisha Hu Adin. In the case of a heter iska, even though you really trust the person, if he says he lost, you believe him that he lost. But still, you have a right to say, look, you have to either give me a shvua or give me money. If you don't give me a shvua, you have to pay me the money. That's the right you have based on the contract that you have with him. It's a kayach that a person has. So this is Ramesh's chiddush based on this Gemara. Svara, it's a chiddush, but you could hear it. I have a right to demand, so I have a right to demand. Yeah.
Although I trust him, there's a possibility of human error that this person made a certain assertion of this item and he's wrong. And so I trust him as a person that he's not going to lie to me, but I also trust that there's human error.
And his swearing will help.
And the swearing is redefining that, no, I felt confident enough to make a shua, obviously.
Okay.
As opposed to the case of Rimbus,
same thing.
There, but is there a loss or not?
I believe him. I don't know independently. If I would know, I can't demand a shvua. I just trust him. But it has to be the type of mistake that when he has to swear, he'll catch on to his mistake. Otherwise, I don't get anything to make him swear. So it's the type of mistake that he'll, if I make him swear, he'll catch on.
I believe he's telling the truth on his side, but he may be wrong. He may be mistaken. But in the case of where you have a business, you look at the books, did I make money, did I lose money? What human error, unless you say he messed up.
Could be a lot of mistakes, the person.
He messed up the books, he messed up everything.
Could be one small mess up. It doesn't have to be everything messed up. It could be that he forgot to put in the profit from one deal, and that would change it into a profit. If I make him swear, he'll double check better. It certainly could be. It also is possible that he became dishonest since a week ago. Nobody's born dishonest. People become dishonest. No, in my heart, I believe him. But it's possible. I can be in the shul because it's possible. It's a stiddish. When I learned Chesh and Mishpat years ago, there's one rule in Chesh and Mishpat that I always wondered about. There's a rule, if you're ever in a Din Torah in Mamim, there's a rule that if there are two shittas in the Shulchan Aruch on something, even though most places can hold like one shita, if you're a murzik, you have a right to say, Kimli. I want to go with this shita. I hold like this shita. Now, if it's a shita not brought in Shulchan Aruch, you can't just go fish a shita out of some rishon and paskin that way. But that's why the Shulchan Aruch brings the Yeshayim, even if it doesn't paskin that way. Because if you're a murzik, you have a right to say, Kimli. You have a right to say that I hold like this shita. Lamashal, an example, which simple example, a shomer, a shayel. You lend someone something. At what point is he responsible for the thing you lent him? Let's say your car is parked in front of the yeshiva, and you walk over to him and you tell him, "Okay, you can borrow the car," and you walk away. When does he become responsible? Most paiskim hold, most rishayim. As soon as you walk away, he becomes responsible for it. So if the car is parked there and somebody comes, crashes right into it, he's responsible. There are a miut rishayim that hold that he's not responsible until he does a kinyan on it. He has to do some type of kinyan on the thing he borrows. When he does a kinyan, then he's chayiv. The ikar din is as soon as he walks away, you're chayiv. However, you have a right in such a din Torah to say kimli. I want to hold like the place that hold. I'm not chayiv till I do a kinyan. And you're going to win the Torah, no question. Because it's a yeshayim in the Shulchan Aruch. And when there's a yeshayim in there, some achrenu will pass in that way, even though most don't. You have a right to say, Kimli, I want to go with this shita that holds that I'm not responsible until I do a kinyan. So this Kimli thing, when I learned it, it bothered me. What do you mean Kimli? You're some big Talmud Chacham that you could say, Kimli, I hold like this shita. We know why you hold like this shita. You're holding like this shita because it means that you don't have to pay. The whole Kimli, I understand if someone's a Talmud Chacham and he looks into the sugya, says, I hold like this. All right. But Stam, one of us, we're going to say Kimli, I hold this way, I hold that way. You know what's going to happen? Next week we'll have a din Torah if I care it. We'll say Kimli the other way, the opposite way. So the whole Kimli in Shulchan Aruch, which is all the place can agree to such a concept, I always wondered what the Kayach of Kimli, what person says Kimli, what does that matter? But it could be, that's the same Yisoid that Ramesh is saying here. Ramesh is saying, indeed, I have a certain Kayach. The way the Heter Iskas of Ekishtal, I have a Kayach to demand a Shvuah. Whether I believe you, I don't believe you. It's my Kayach in the Din Torah. I can state my Kayach and tell you either swear or pay. The same thing, if I say Kimli, in Dine Mammon, it's not that I'm saying I hold the Shita is right. I don't know what Shita is right. It's a Machlokes. But in Dine Mammon, I have a Kayach Taina. I have a right to Taina. I'm not going to pay. If there are Shitas that hold, I don't have to pay. Kimli, the expression Kimli makes it sound like Kimli, like I was ma'ayin into the sugi and I paskin that way. But lav dafka. Kimli means that I have a right in Dine Mammon to chap on to a Shita and to pass like the Shita. I'm not paskining like the Shita. I'm being a musik at my Mammon. I'm not going to pay. If there's a Shita, I don't have to pay. In Dine Mammon, a person has a right to do that. That's what Kimli means.
That way.
So it would be what?
Even if they don't hold that way, or even if general halacha doesn't hold that
way. No, if somebody's a god ladar and he was ma'ayin and he holds a shita as a toss, so you can't say Kimli like a shita, he holds as a toss, that's for sure. But if he's a regular yid, he doesn't know which shita is right. Even if we learn a Gemara and we think we have a riot to one shita, maybe there's a next Gemara a lot later different. Do I know? So in such a case where a person says Kimli, he has a right to say Kimli because he has that kayach in Besdin. He has that kayach in Besdin to go with a certain shita.
Have you
bought
a bunch of today and tomorrow another shita? I have a right to that. Shita means there's not a way of passing if I have a certain way. It's like making things up. How do you have a right to just make
I don't have a right to say the shita is correct and that shita is wrong. But I do have a right to say.
Well, that's what you're saying.
No, I'm saying is in Dine Mammon, I don't have to pay unless everyone holds I have to pay. I don't have to pay unless everybody holds that I'm chayiv. Everyone means everyone in Shulchan Aruch holds I have to pay. So if there's a sheet I don't have to pay, I don't have to pay. If I have two Dine Torah with you, and like one sheet I'll have to pay in the first Dine Torah, the other sheet in the second, I'll have to pay Umman Avshach. If I have a Dine Torah with somebody else, so Zil Hachi Kamatchi, Zil Hachi Kamatchi. I could tell him, I don't want to pay you, it's not the kuliyama. I could tell you, I don't want to pay you, it's not the kuliyama. A person has a right to say such a thing. It's no different than two Yosef and Shimon's. I don't know who I have to pay. I push away each one. There are two sheets in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not saying I'm a Talmud Chacham. I know the pasuk like the Rambam or like Tosfos. I'm saying, I don't want to pay unless I have to pay. It's not the way I thought originally. It's a taina. I have a taina. I hold like the sheet. It's takashver. But it's a kayach. A person has... Indeed, a mom in a mosaic doesn't have to pay if it's not lukuliyam. And therefore, that's a kayach he has. It's very similar to the kayach to force someone to swear, where you have the kayach of making them swear based on your shtar with him. Right, so this is the site of Tehei B'Maminai that Rav Moshe takes from here. Let's start the next sugya of keeping. There's an individual that gave some jewelry to his chaver to watch. Does it say if he was a shemichinam or a shemisachar? It doesn't say, right? It's no nafkamina. He gave it to him to be a shemer. Amalei havli kipi, the time came, and he said, give me my jewelry. Amalei lo yadana hecha izvinu. He said, I don't know where I put it. It's not going to go to a din Torah. So first kasha, I'll ask you, when he says, lo yadana hecha yisvinu, why doesn't he win right away? He has a migu, he could have said, you never gave me the pekadin. Doesn't he have a migu? He could have said, you never gave me the pekadin. So why doesn't he win right away? Huh? So why doesn't he say, why should win? He has a migo, he could have said that I... right? It's a silly kasha. Why is it a silly kasha? Because a migo means we believe you. Right? So we do believe you. You say you don't know. We believe you. You don't know. That wasn't a shaila here, right? Amigo's not gonna help you. So you say lo yada, because there's no fight over nemanis. We believe him. Lo yada neiches, but I know where I put it. Asal kami dur of Nachman. So they came to a din time. Amalei. So he said a chiddush. Kol lo yada ne pshiusahi zil shlem. Said a psak that when a person doesn't know pshiusahi, what does that mean? The person took the pekud. Says, I put it somewhere in my house. I put it in a good place, but I don't know where. And now you can imagine that you all had the experience. You know it's somewhere. You start looking for it. You can't find it. So, kolo yadana pshiyusahi. If you forgot where you put it, the Gemara is saying that that's a pshia. Zil shlim. You have to pay. Amsahi was a shemichin. Amsahi was a shemisach. A pshia has to pay. Now, this yisayid, kolo yadana pshiyusahi, is a chiddush. Gemara L'Kama Membei says exactly the same story, just wasn't jewelry there, and there wasn't Rav Nachman there, it was Rava, and it was cash. Someone gave someone a pekud, put it away, he doesn't remember where he put it. So Rava Paskin, kol lo yadana pshiusi. Is forgetting a pshia? Do we always consider forgetting a pshia? There are a number of rayas that forgetting something is not considered a pshia. First is a Beferish Gemara. In Bava Kama, Chavava Midbeis. Gemara has a case where a person is sitting, and Evan Munachas Bechekai, there's a stone on his lap. Something heavy is on his lap. So the Gemara first has a case where he didn't know it was there, but then the Gemara has a case where he knew it was there. Vishakach, he's talking to someone, he forgot he's got something on his lap. Va'amad, and he stood up. When he stood up, this thing that was on his lap came crashing down on the other person's feet and caused him to hezek and damaged him. So the person now is teveya him. You're an adam amazik. You threw a rock on my feet. You stood up. You stood up. Your body pushed the rock forward onto my feet. You're a mazik. So the Gemara says, you chayiv to pay nezek. Nezek you have to pay. Zok Rashi, because nezek, the din is, even an oinus has to pay, adamud la'ilam. A nezek, yizich have to pay. But on the arba devarim, you're potter. On tsar, ripui, shevis, and baishas, the other tashlumin of a mazik. On those four, you're potter. So Rashi, why are you potter? So Rashi says, come out the words, that shakach is lav pishiyusahi. Rashi says those words, that shikha is not a pshia. Shikha is not a pshia. You forgot.
I think it was me. You forgot it.
I remember I put it away.
It's difficult to forget it.
Which is a worse forgetting?
If I told you the first case, I don't know what happened.
You think the first case is worse? I have something on my lap that can hurt you. See, the first case, everyone, that happens to everybody. You put things away in a good place, you'll find it eventually. You forget.
Your job is to know where it is.
But it's less of a pshia. But isn't it less, and a mazik is not responsible to not be mazik other people? It have to be a shame.
But I could have loved it for a second. You stood up, you thought it was on the floor.
A shaymer is chayiv on pshiusa. He's chayiv on. That's true. No, I'll give you a second case. I grabbed a look right before I came up to share. I took the oitzer on Bava Kama, and I see in the footnote they say that avodas hagarshuni yes the kasha. I have to find which shuvas avodas hagarshuni. So he yes the kasha. And I'll give you another example. Is this example you're going to like any better? I'm not sure, but you know that if you forget to daven. If you forget to daven, then you could daven tashlum in the second minyan, with the next tefillah. Except for a pesheya. A pesheya who didn't daven can't pay back his davening. We once had declared chilasi b'pshia v'seifa b'aynis, if you could pay back. But vaystais kulay pshia, someone's a pesheya, he can't pay back tashlumin for Shemayna Esrei. What's the din if someone forgot? You forgot to daven. He's a pesheya, or he's a shaygeg. Well, we know people ask the shayla all the time. They forgot to daven. It slipped their mind. And we always consider them to be a shegeg. Why should it be a shegeg? If you hope pshiusa is a pshia, forget, how can you forget to daven? You're supposed to daven every day. If you hold shikha is a pshia, so vaita, kolo yadan a pshiusi. If I forgot where I put it as a pshia, so I forgot to daven, it's not a pshia. That's different.
It's different by part. Usually you lost track of part. It's not like you forgot to daven. You didn't forget that you have
to. That means I forgot to daven.
You saw that it's too late, so you have to go.
That means I didn't think about it. That means that when it wasn't too late, I forgot. That's what happened. From 1:30 until 8 o'clock, I could have a mitzvah. So that means that there were 6.5 hours I could have it. I remembered 9 o'clock. It's too late. And my question is not what happened at 9 o'clock. The question is what happened at 5 o'clock, at 6 o'clock, at 7 o'clock. I forgot.
At least later on. You have a set time every day, 8 o'clock. You lost time.
And if you don't have a set time? Yeah, either way, if a person forgets, he's, So there we say it's not. What is the third case? By Erev Tavshilin. Is Yechiv to remember to daven? Well, if Yechiv is to daven, logically, you have a Yechiv to remember to daven. What? You mean if you remember, then there's a chiyuv to daven. Can I ask you, by davening, if I could push a button and create that I'll forget to daven, am I allowed to do that? It would be possible. I don't know if it's possible. Such a thing. I don't know. Somebody turns on the seventh game of the World Series, so he knows he's going to forget to daven. So, okay, I don't mean to test Reb Shia. What? If you go to sleep, says a question, if that's called Chilasi Reb Shia v'Sefer Ba'aynis, because there you were Bishaya earlier, and in the end you were an Aynis. Because it was possible you wake up. It's sometimes impossible, depends what the Techatimtz is. But over there, Shikha Winaman, that Shikha is a... This man ended, let's say the man ended at 8 o'clock. What happened at 5 to 8? You were Russia then? No. Just forget.
Yeah, but the mice remembered eventually. I mean, here, you totally has no idea what happened to the thing. That's a terrible That's not a shmir. Shmir means you have a clue what happened to him. I mean, here, in the case of.
The guy will say, listen, eventually I'll remember. Eventually I'll find it. Yeah, eventually you find everything. You look for something else, you find it.
Yeah, but.
Eventually I'll find it. The person wants it now. What do you mean? As of now, he didn't find it.
He was in the eyes because that's what they said later on. It was 100 bitas. He thought the guy was never going to find it. He thought it was not the other at all. He was mamish the eyes on it.
If the person says, I'll find it in a week, he says, I need the money today, you think it would be that he doesn't have to pay? So we have to see if what you're saying is emes, then we'll answer the question. We have to look in Shulchan Aruch. If it's emes, then if I tell you, listen, I'll find it, give me another week, I'll find it, even though this man is now. No, am I mechuyev to? No, questions that I'm obligated to. Do I have to pay you or don't I have to pay you? Right now, is this man to give it back? You're saying it would answer the question. If the site is emes, it'll answer the question. That you have to know if it's true. A mechuyev would answer the question.
Well, I still think, at the end of the day, no matter what case is going to bring, nothing compares to a shmir. Right?
Why?
I have a chiyev to remember davening and half davening. But the point is my. By a shmira, my etzem chiyuv, the entire thing that I'm dealing with over here is watching this. So, right, certain times shikha can be a shoygeg and not a shia. But what the etzem thing I'm doing is watching. And meaning that I have to remember and know where it is, my forgetting is a shia. Because that's what I'm doing. If I hire someone, I want you to remember these numbers. I tell him, I'm hard, that's what you have to do. If he forgets, I don't pray.
And when God said you have to daven, it's less.
All
right.
But that's not my etzem chiyuv. My etzem what I'm obligated. You're right. People forget things.
When you give me something to watch, I'm obligated to pay for pshias. I'm not obligated to pay for shkogas. I'm obligated to watch it. Now you know that a shaygig might happen, and I'm potter. I'm a shaymechina.
So.
You're hiring me to not be a pesheya. Now, if forgetting is pshia, then you're hiring me to not forget.
Yeah, you switch the words around and say it like this. I'm hiring
no,
you.
No, you're hiring me to watch it, but together shemichinam, which means a shaykh, I'm going to be part of it. I would think the person with the weight on his foot who stands up and knocks it into the other guy is a bigger pshia than a person who put it away. He can't find it. I always put my things away. I have to watch your things more than me. My own things, I have to watch more than my own things. So, is that true? I have to watch it. Only I'm mechuyev to watch Kedisham Rinshin. Like a normal person watches his things. I don't know. Maybe you're right. So you're saying any raya I'm going to bring is not going to help. Really, shitcha is not a pshia, and by shemer it's different. Well, the third case, it maybe tak is not moisif, but there's a rush in the second parak of Beya, where someone who forgot to make an erev tashilin, that he could rely on the erev tashilin of the rav. The rav in town always makes an erev tashilin to everybody. So the halacha is a pesheya can't rely on the rav's erev. If someone's a pesheya, he can't rely on the erev of the rav. But shakach, the rush has the shaila. What about if you're busy, you forgot? The shakach is la pshiusi. There at least is a machlekes. I think the Yamshel Shleim argues, but the rav says la pshiusi. We pass like the rush. Well, there's a famous. The Gemara seems to say that twice in a row you can't. The Gemara says that somebody was forgot Erev Tashilin, and Shmuel's father said, rely on mine. Then he forgot again the next Yom Tov, so he said, now you can't, you're a Pesheya, twice in a row. The Rashba says twice in a row, there's some place in the world it's a once in a lifetime thing, but the Pesachim will say it's only twice in a row. Not two Yom Tovim in a row, two Erev Tashilins in a row. So. There's a Nesivis on this, I can't say he's not going directly on this Gemara, but he's going on this case. Nesivis is in a totally different case. It's in Simen Reis Tzadik Aleph, Sifkat and Yud Dalid. Nesivis learns that the Asugi of Kola Yadana Pshiusahi is not a case of Pshia. It's not a case of Pshia at all. He says the halacha is by mona shlishi. What was mona shlishi? It was a long time ago, right? Two people give 300 zuz to a shaymer. One gave 200, one gave 100, and each one claims he gave the 200. So the Gemara says that case is talking that they gave it in one bundle, the whole 300. If one gave 200 in a separate bundle, and one gave 100 separately, and the shomer doesn't remember who gave the 200, who gave the 100. And each one claims, I'm the one that gave the 200. So there the din is. What's the din? Huh? You have to give there. If everyone agrees, you have to give the 200 to both. Because there, it's the shomer's job to know who gave him the 200, who gave him the 100. If they gave it together, one bundle, they trust each other. But this way, it's his job. Pashup Shat in the Gemara is, you're a Peshaya. If you don't remember, you're a Peshaya. The Sivis learns that a Shomer who puts things away in a way that endangers the Hashava has a Din Mazik, not a Din Peshaya. He's a Mazik. If he puts the 200 and the 100 away in a way that he won't know which is whose, he has a Din of a Mazik because he set things up in a way that is going to end up causing problems. Or, in our Gemara, when he put away this jewelry, he put it in a good place. He put it in a good spot. But it's a spot where he's not going to remember where it is. Now, it could be he will remember, it could be he won't remember. If he doesn't remember, his chiyuv is not because he's a pesheya. For forgetting, he's not chayiv. You know what he's chayiv for? For putting it there. He put it someplace where, as it turns out, it's not recoverable. He's chayiv for putting it there. His chayiv is for a maisa hezek of the place that he put it is not a place where he should have put it. Because he put it in a place where he won't be able to recover it. Now, if he remembers, we can't be mechayiv of him because he's returning it. But if he forgets and he put it in the place which is not his typical place to put, everybody has a typical place they put their things. If you put it in a not typical place, in a place and in some new hiding place, you should know that if someone gives you something to watch, you put it in some new hiding place where you don't normally put things, you're a mazik. You're responsible. If you'll end up finding it and giving it back, so of course you're part of it. But if you don't end up finding it, the placing it in such a place is itself a hezek. The Gemara says that a shomer is responsible to put things away in the right place. Gemara says certain things, elam shmira ela bekarka, that you have to put it in the correct place. This is an incorrect place. A place which is not your normal place to put things, that's an incorrect place, and you're a mazik. It says, it's just like if I would go to you, and I would take your thing and bury it, and then I forget where I buried it. I'm a mazik. I can't tell you. I was a mazik. It still exists. It's somewhere underground. I'm a mazik. I put it in a place where it's not recoverable. The same thing here. He put it in the place from where it can't be recovered. It's a grum. Well, let me ask you, if I take your thing and I throw it into the ocean, I take not something that gets ruined in the water, I take someone's diamond ring and I throw it in the ocean. And you can't see it, I can't show you where it is. I tell you, what's the problem? I wasn't mazik at the diamond ring, it's safe as could be. No one will ever steal it. It's in the bottom of the ocean. But that's called destroying it. It's no difference. I burn it and I throw it into the ocean. Same thing here. The tain is the nesivus. I put it in a place from where it's not, I can't recover it. I could recover it, but I'm unable to recover it. Since I forgot, I'm unable to recover it. He says that as a din mazik. And based on what? He says it's not a pshia. It's a mazik on the place you put it. You're not chayiv for the shikha. You're chayiv for the putting it there. If you remember, you'll be off the hook. If not, not.
If he puts it in a regular place and then it's not basically bothered?
What?
If he puts it in a normal place, so where you put it, will he bother?
The assumption is a normal place you remember. All right. Getting all upset. The Gemara says Pshiyusahi and Nesiva says it's a mazik. So I did see there Scheinberg in his Tabas HaChayshin, he brings in Nesiva. He says, I don't know what the Sivis is talking about. The Gemara says, Pshiyusahi, what you're asking. Gemara calls it Pshiya. And then the Sivis calls it Mazik, which is something of a taina. Something of a taina. But
this whole discussion, yeah. Was my either sometimes I have a of my own, and I put it somewhere, and I don't remember where it happened. It happens that you can go.
It's not a good hiding place if it's a place you don't remember. So that means that your own items you sometimes damage. It's taka damaging. You taka when you can't find, it's a very frustrating feeling. So you cause yourself a hezek. But you want to cause yourself a hezek, and you can do as much as you want. You can't do somebody else a hezek. It'll come out. What? It's another three?
Right.
So that's what he says.
But now it's another
three. So what must have been one of those things? It's just a shayla. Nesiva says a very big nafkamina. He says, what would have been if in this case of Kipi, in the case of Kipi, it would have been Bailo Vimai. Let's say Bailo Vimai, the person would have been working for him at the same time. So Pashup Shat, if it's Bailo Vimai, you're Potter. Sheyas, the Potter of Bailo Vimai. All Shemrim are Potter by Bailo Vimai. So the Sivis, no. If the Chiv would be Alz Pesheya, Yitaka would be Bailo Vimai, you'd be Potter. The Chiv is Alz Mazik. Alz Mazik? Mazik even Bailo Vimai, Yechayit. This is the Nesivis. Now, Nesivis is not Pashpshat in the Gemara. But certainly, it's mashma. You see, the Nesivis is not going bigger on this sugya. It's going bigger on the Mechaba there. But it does seem that he didn't want to learn Pshiusahi the way we're learning Pshiusahi. Something bothered him about learning. Well, bothered him about the sugya. What bothered him that he had to shtuparayin such a thing? He doesn't tell us what bothers him about this Gemara. Because Baker is going on something else when he says this Chiddush. But clearly, something bothered him about calling it a Pshia. Now, I don't know what bothered the Nesivis, but it's possible that bothered him is our Kasha. That Shikha is not, never considered a Pshia. The Shikha itself, who says it's considered a Pshia? So therefore, he says this Chiddush, that's not the Shikha, that's the Pshia. It's the Hanacha that's a Mazik, and that creates a Chiyuv. As I state in the Nesivis, it sounds more like a Ksais than a Nesivis. It's a very big Chiddush in the Gemara. But, oh, 1 minute. I saw afterwards in the Ritva, does somebody have a Ritva here? The Ritva's Lashon was very much mashma like the Nesivis. I saw in the Ritva in his Lashon, as much as Nesivis is a Chiddush, Pshiusahi, the Ritva's Lashon is that he's a Pshiusahi on the putting it. His Lashon is kamat like the Nesivis Beferish, which Sarishin helps a lot to come on to explain to go with the Mahalach of the Nesivis. Okay, if anybody else finds anything more on this Leyadana Pshiusahi, I'm very interested to know, because I think it's a Shas Shaila. If Shikha is a Pshia, Shikha is not a Pshia. I remember once we were learning, I don't remember which Masechta, I remember in Shul we were learning, and we came up to this thing, and I said this klal that Shikha is not a Pshia. Maybe only in Brachas then. The Chazal considered forgetting not to be a Pshia. So one of my Mispalim asked me if he could have it in writing for his wife. You know, the Shikha is not a Pshia, Shikha is a Sheikh. It's a common thing, and I'd like to know what the bottom line is, and we'll see. All right, let's get back to the story. Ozel Rav Nachman. Loi shilaim, Ozel Rav Nachman, agvei lapadnei mine. So Rav Nachman, he said, you're not listening to my psak? Finished. I take away your home. A padne means a nice home. It's an expensive piece of jewelry. And he took it away, and he gave it to the Teveya, to the Baal HaKipi. L'saif ishtakach kipi, the yak. At the end, they found the jewelry. In the meantime, the price of jewelry went up, and the jewelry is worth more. So what's the Shomer thinking? The Shomer is thinking, all right, at least the happy ending. Right, I paid for it. So I'll get the increased value of the kipi. Amar Rav Nachman, hadri kipi l'marayu. Return the jewelry to its original owner. V'hadra padna l'mara, and give the house back to its original owner. In other words, the profit does not go to the Shomer, the profit goes to the original buyer. So Rava said, it's no good. Well, it's very interesting that Rava was here at the story, because on Daf Mem Beis, I think it's Rava who passed us the same way, that kol ha'yadana p'shiusahi. Also coming to Rava, okay. From what? No, I don't mean on the Padna part, I mean on the original psak of kol ha'yadana p'shiusahi. So, Omer Rava, have you simna kamei de Rav Nachman, upirkan hamafkid, we're learning perak hamafkid, hava, va'amri le, shilein v'loi ratzalishba. I said, well, what's going on? Shilein v'loi ratzalishba, you get the profit. So why over here doesn't the yaker, doesn't the increased value of the kipi go to the shomer? V'loi ahadali, Rav Nachman didn't answer me. V'shaper ovid v'loi ahadali. He did well that he didn't answer me, my taima. When is a person makna the kefil? When the other person pays, he's not matriach me to go to a din Torah. But hacha atrichei lebeidina. Since he's matriach me to go to bez, then I'm not giving him the kefil anymore. At first glance, this line of the Gemara seems to be the Shitas HaRashba. We learned two pshatim in why a bailim gives money, gives his kefil to the shomer. One pshat was for the cash. He's happy he's getting the cash from him. He's happy he's getting the money from him. And the second pshat was, which the Rashba we understood on brought from the Yerushalmi, that because he doesn't schlep me to Bezdin. He's not schlepping me to Bezdin. That's why even if they are Edom, he's Peshaya, they are witnesses, he's Peshaya, and he pays me, I'll give him the kefil. I am not grateful he paid me. They are witnesses he has to pay me. Nevertheless, he didn't make me schlep me through the entire. This Gemara seems to be the Rashba Shita. He's grateful because he didn't schlep him to the entire. It seems to be Beferish. But the answer lies in Tosfos. Tosfos Atchuche LeBeidina learns it's not the pshat because he wasn't schlep to Bezdin. So Tosfos Loidami LaAtchuche LeShvua Dekani Kfeila LeRava Kishashila Ma'achrikei. Gemara Bava Kama says if they went to a din Torah and the Shomer swore and he was potter and then he voluntarily paid, he also gets kefil. I schlepped into a din Torah. We see that even if he schleps you to a din Torah, you give him the kefil. So Tosfos, why? The Hasim is Shalom Bert Sinai. The Iker is the cash, not the Tircha. Hasim is Shalom Bert Sinai. There he paid voluntarily. So Taisis Lashitase learns that Asug is not talking about Tircha of Bezd. Taisis learns Asug is talking about paying. Here he paid. He paid willingly in Bava Kama. So I give him Kefil. Avraham Nachman, Hutchuk Lukvei Sapadna. But in Agamara, you had to Monayin. So, Atruchel Beidina is not pshat, because I had to go through a tircha of going to Bezdin. Pshat is, you're not willing to pay. We have to force you to pay. If we force you to pay, I'm not going to give you kef. It's Machlekes Rav and Abaye there. And we have to take a look at the Rashba and see how it lands at the Kasha. To see how it lands. Anyway, Zok the Gemara, remember the Sover of Nachman, the Shuma Hadar? Does Rav Nachman hold the concept of Shuma Hadar? Shani Hasam, the Shuma B'Tahas Hava. Dada Kipi Meikara. Alright, we have this idea of Shuma Hadar. What is Shuma Hadar? What does it mean, Shuma Hadar? Now let's see Rashi. Rashi learns Shuma Hadar means Nichsei Laiva, Sheshamu Bezin Lebal Chayv. You have somebody owes someone else money. Lav dafka shomer. Anytime Ruvein owes Shimon money, and he doesn't pay, or he doesn't have cash to pay, and Bezin shatzes up his nechasim, and they give it to the Balchayv. Hadar means chayzrin a love in nasa ma'is lebalchayv ki hacha the hadar apadna lemaru. Shuma hadar means that if Bezdin is teveya, then I have to, if Bezin's tevea something for me, and then I come up with the money, he's got to give me back the thing that that Bezin took away from me. That's what Shuma Hadar means. What does Shuma Loi Hadar mean? If you hold Shuma's Loi Hadar, which is Gemara's Teretz, Shani Hacha Davikipi Meikara, so Shuma's Loi Hadar, what does that mean? That means that I owe someone money, and Bezin takes away my Nechasim or my Karka and pays him with it. Shuma Laihadar means even when I come up with the cash, he doesn't have to give it back to me. Why doesn't he have to give it back to me? Why not? Why does he have to give it back? Teretz is, it's over. Once Bezdin monzayim for me and gives it to him, it's over. Rashi says, the Rashi Havi Kipi Meikara. Rashi says, why don't you have to pay? The end of the Rashi, Harehu Kemecher Gomor, Veinachizaris, it's sold. If I owe someone $1,000 and Bezdin takes away my $1,000 item and gives it to him, it's a mechira. It's finished. Everything is done. That's Shuma Loi Hadra. So again, Shuma Hadra means that if I pay you, that when I get it back, I have a right to get it back. If I pay you, I have a right to get back whatever Bezdin took away. Shuma Loi Hadra means, no, when I pay you, it's finished. Shuma Loi Hadra means it's a mechir, it's all over. How do we paskin? So we paskin that really maker adin shuma loy hadra. Once Bezdin is teveya for me and they give it to you, it's yours. But the Gemara says, Asisa hayosha v'hatoiv. Hilchis, the Gemara is going to say, Shuma Hadra La'ilam, Shem Shenemer V'asisa Hayashav Ha'atayv. What does that mean? That means this is a Lefnim Mishuris Hadin, which Bez Din obligates people to do. Bez Din says you have to do this for him. May Mishuris Hadin, if you look at it technically, then you wouldn't have to give it back. It's Kamech. But Atzasisa Hayashav Ha'atayv, that's why we're Mechayiv you to give it back. There are two ways to understand this psak. And tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to go through Rayas or Nafkaminis between the two ways. But for now, I'll tell you the two ways. The Birchas Avram on the Gemara here has a nice likut on these two mahalchim. The shaila is this. I owed you money. Bezdin took my $1,000 item and gave it to you. When I come back and I say, okay, here's $1,000 cash, give me my item back. What is the lumdis of that return? You can understand that I'm undoing the original tefiyah. In other words, what am I paying? I'm paying my original chayv. And the mele, you have to give back this item that you got from me. If that's the case, the pshat is, I'm paying back the original. And this item which you had, it turns out it was like a mashkin to you. You had it temporarily. But it's not your item, it's my item. Or you could understand, no. When I gave it to you, it was kemecher, it was sold. Atzasisa yashav ha'atayv, you're mechuyev to sell it back to me. So now you'll sell it back to me. Atzasisa yashav ha'atayv says, sell it back to me. In that case, when I give you the money, it's a new mechira. It's a new mechira afterwards. What would be a nafkamina? What? Nafkamina? If it went up in value, it'd be a pashut nafkamina. If it went up to value in between, it's probably a nafkamina. Be another nafkamina, what happens if the person is incapable of doing a kinyan? Let's say he's out of town. Can I just take it back and put the money there? Do I need Das Kenyan? Let's say he's in a coma. Khalil. So now he can't be makna to me. If I have a right to give you the cash, and Memela, I paid the original chayg, Memela, it goes back, Memela, it goes back. If it's a new mechira, al tzisa yashav ha'atayv, so he has to be capable of a new mechira. So, yeah, tzisa yashav ha'atayv is something that bears the it's like bar mitzvah, which is also a tzisa yashav ha'atayv. It's something that bears the enforces. It's a takana d'rabban, al tzisa yashav ha'atayv.
Do I have to act like the, I mean, they enforce it, right?
The halacha is we do it by karchai. We force them to do it by karchai, which is itself really should be l'chayra raya to this chakira, because kinyanim can't be by karchai l'chayra. All right, so tomorrow we'll go through that, and let's Hashem finish the yomim.